This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin welcomed Chinese leader Xi Jinping to the Kremlin Tuesday on the second day of a three-day visit. A video released by the Russian government shows the two leaders talking and featuring Putin praising China's thriving economy. China is the biggest buyer of Russian oil and gas, which provides billions of dollars into Putin's treasury and helps the Kremlin resist Western sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine. Speaking to reporters in Brussels Tuesday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the Xi-Putin meetings once again raised concerns about China providing weapons to Russia for use in Ukraine.
We haven't seen any proof that China is delivering lethal weapons to Russia. But we have seen some signs that this has been a request from Russia and that this is an issue that is considered in Beijing or by the Chinese authorities.
This is VOA News. U.S. officials say the Pentagon is speeding up its delivery of Abrams tanks to Ukraine, opting to send a refurbished older model that can be ready faster. The aim is to get the 70-ton battle powerhouses to the Russia-Ukraine war zone in 8 to 10 months. The original plan was to send 31 newer M1A2 Abrams, which could have taken a year or two to build and ship. But an official said Tuesday the decision was made to send the older M1A1 version, which can be taken from Army stocks and will be easier for Ukraine forces to learn to use and maintain. Pentagon officials are expected to make a formal announcement Tuesday. The United States Tuesday inaugurated its first permanent army base in Poland, which the ambassador to Poland said was a sign of NATO unity in the face of Russian aggression. More than 2,000 U.S. soldiers are currently stationed in Poland, which has become the main transit country for international.